of our programs on SoundCloud and on our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF-2573.
All right, so Imani is currently in the parking lot. I have sent Soca Storm RPP to go and find out where they have parked. So don't worry, they are here. We just gotta direct them to the studio. Right? Whole bottle of rum. CJSF 90.1 FM, the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Yes, the Pirates of the Caribbean, CJSF 90.1 FM. A catalog, you know, a catalog.
Oh,
Sauvage.
Like Lenten, peas, and Spanish rice. And a glass of Moby with six block lines, so we gotta play it twice.
Yes, yes, yes. Have you ever had banana in a saltfish? Or some grung provisions? Pirates of the Caribbean, CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you say? Access Fest tonight. Featuring Imani Ray. Or Imani Ray. I get the name. Anyway. She'll be here shortly.
Have you ever had banana
in your saltfish?
That is a really good dish. Add a little wine and that's all.
Make sure and make it a date. Access Fest is all free, free, free. I think it's happening all now, man. So you can make your way down there.
Mix it up. Fine.
Mix it up.
Mix it.
CJSF 90.1 FM, the Pirates of the Caribbean. You don't know how we do it, man. Yeah, yeah, broadcasting all the way on top of Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University, streaming and podcasting live at www.cjsf.ca. Of course, check out the twitch.tv/nastyjag soundcrew feed. Alongside twitch.tv/ The Soca Storm. Who you want? Who you want? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pirates. The Pirates. Who you whining on tonight at Access Fest? We want to know, G's and H's. Pirates of the Caribbean. And the one, the only. She is in the studio. G's and H's. One time, let me go into it, boy. Hailing from Trinidad and Tobago via Atlanta, and now we have to say worldwide because she's touring everywhere. I don't know, have a passport for every country now. Imani, or as your mama's telling me, what is the proper pronunciation of the Imani? So I was getting it wrong. Let me hook up the microphone there. Hook up the microphone. Yes, 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 yes. Joining us live in the studio. Which country was in last night?
Actually, the U.S. I was in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Right, right. Is one city, one country, a day?
Seeming so.
Yeah. From the last time, 2018, when we interviewed her right here on the Pirates of the Caribbean with the Orange Peel rhythm. You remember that?
Yes. Ooh,
that was real.
I was hearing you going back into the archives.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember all them tunes?
Surprisingly, yes.
Oh, gosh. Jeez,
the catalog has grown since.
Yeah.
You cannot forget those tunes.
Do you have a, like, when you're deciding on what songs you're going to sing, right? Because I know there's probably lots of them that impact you. Do you have, like, a deciding factor on which one you're going to sing and say, well, I want this one or I don't want this one, or you have the management team telling you sing this one, or you know?
Honestly, it's me choosing it.
I choose
it based off a few things. The streams are like how people receive it from a previous performance.
Right.
If I feel like that one didn't really resonate, I'll take it out and I kind of like experiment.
Right.
Yeah, and then after a few shows, you kind of like gauge what works and what doesn't.
Do you try to sneak it in and say, well, I really like this song and I want people to like this song, and you know?
I would say Ben.
Yeah.
That's why I've been performing now.
Really? Okay.
To be honest, the streams is not what I would have wanted it
yes,
to
yes,
be.
Yes, 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 yes.
Surprisingly, because I find that tune real bad.
Yeah.
And when I perform it live, people love it.
Yes. Yeah, so
yeah. I keep it out.
Fix it up, man. Jeez, that is.
Yeah, I keep it out one day.
Ah, boy, I'm Maddie Ree.
Yeah.
Inside the building. Jeez, that is. The Pirates of the Caribbean. Access Fest, she's headlining tonight.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, first time in Vancouver, right?
Yeah. On the west side.
On the west side, you know?
We love it. It's beautiful out
you
here.
You don't know, man. Jeez, and ages.
Yeah. I have to come back and like really
when you're not on tour, because right now you're working, yeah? You had time
I get
to
a chance to really, you know,
to enjoy, because
sightsee.
You had to go and study, sound check, and then perform for all these people and make sure that they're happy and singing along
exactly.
All these songs. Come to radio station and all kind of thing. And you know,
I must come see all
that. Yeah,
that being said, it's really cool that like Soca on the West Coast is kind of like it's almost an emerging market, eh? Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about that? And did that influence your decision coming out here? Because it's further than a lot of the other places you might.
To be honest, what influences, I always wanted to visit Vancouver just because you hear so many great things about it.
Amazing.
Like, I've never heard
so
anything.
You heard about Vancouver before? Because normally people be like, where's that, boy?
No. I've heard great things and just how beautiful the city
the
is.
Mountains and the ocean.
Have whale watching.
That was my first job when I come to drive out. Whale watching.
I want to do that. So, yeah.
You can swim?
Of course.
Okay, all right, well,
I
can't swim, so I don't venture outside.
People just be in the Caribbean and don't know how to swim.
Well, yeah, that is what people just ask me. They say, boy, you from Trinidad,
you
surrounded.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but you float, Jags float.
Yeah, well.
Float, as long as you can survive, you can survive floating.
Right?
So, we'll take that.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, before we continue, we had a big up, of course, the original fella who promoted this interview from 2018. The coach,
yes,
Richard
God.
Goddard.
Big up yourself,
family.
He locked on right now.
Yeah.
He locked on right now. So big up yourself,
hello.
Coach.
That is family.
Yeah.
Big up the coach.
You don't know, of course, big up. I know last time I got in trouble for busting the file, but Miss Roxanne. Miss Mommy. She locked on
right now, yeah.
She doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
And Jack's mispronounced something there.
Yeah, I get in trouble, boy. I get in trouble with your name again.
But hey, you've had some big, big hits and collaborations recently.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, how that came to be, how you... I don't know.
Honestly, everything just happened so fast.
Just evolves.
Yeah, because even my collaboration with Patrice Roberts, like, she is someone I always looked up to.
Yeah.
Never saw that coming. Yeah. So to be able to have worked with her and GBM Neutron,
huge,
with dancing,
right?
Partner.
Yeah.
It just happened so fast.
So cool.
Honestly, but it's a blessing because these are people I really looked up to growing up.
Of course. And you're right alongside them now, right?
Yeah.
Cutting edge thing.
It's still odd to say.
Incredible.
I'm still digesting, processing that.
Wow. That is, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How you keep track? Because I know you're... like jet lag and everything, day in, day out. How you keep track? How you keep the sanity?
Meditation,
right.
Prayer,
yeah.
Sleep as
right.
much as you can.
Right. Yeah.
Take the sleep when you can, like today.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Let me give him a little 2 hours before I come here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And we don't want to keep it too long because we know 8:30. Sharp, you had to go back and entertain these people,
exactly.
right?
That's right, down at the Access
ready.
Festival.
Yes.
Surrey Civic Center. Make sure you guys will be there. All of us will be there. So.
I'm excited.
Yeah, don't
do.
The sound system is sounding good.
Amazing.
We did sound check, so yeah, it has me excited even more.
Fantastic.
Jeez and ages. The Pirates of the Caribbean, CJSF 90.1 FM. Well, I'm Manny, you know how we do. We had to give them not too much, but
a little
something to tire out the voice, right?
Look, the big truck coming down the road, chip, down the road, chip, down the road, chip, down the road. The boy pull up on me with a big truck. He told me to ride it, ride it. I tell him to drive it, drive it. The boy pull up on me with a big truck. He tell me to ride it, ride it. I tell him to drive it, drive it. Look the big truck coming down. He want me to ride it. I cock back and I ride it. He want me to ride it. I cock back and I ride it. Jump said to do ride it. I cock back and I ride it. He want me to ride it. Cock back and I ride it. Bloody hole. Look the big truck coming down. 60 feet, 80,000 pounds of solid weight making the ground shake. I dragging a heavy load. He wants to control it. He looking for one. So he said, pull up on me with a big truck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do give them no more.
With the big truck.
Do give them.
Civic Plaza. Well, you come check it out.
If you want to hear more, that is where you had to go to hear Manny Ray perform live in Vancouver for the first time.
Yes.
You don't know.
You're not just doing music carnival specifically, right? You do stuff like Kaina Yero?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm primarily in Trinidad for carnival, but like
amazing.
I will be in Notting Hill, so I'm excited about
okay.
that. My first time.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
And then you—I mean, I guess it's probably too soon to tell us what's going on, but I'm sure you have stuff in the works for the upcoming 27 season.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know it's a short season.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So the pressure is definitely on.
Amazing.
And it's that. No, so yeah, dropping new music and already pushing music that I dropped after Carnival for next year.
Fun,
that's my head
start. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I dropped for Vinci, so we're gonna push straight into.
Well, you know, if you want
right.
to leak something and send off an email somewhere to
BBC,
you know, you can send it to Coach, you know, because he family and just tell management his family now.
I could do that.
Another thing, I think what one of your true skills is you've really captivated social media in a way that a lot of other artists have maybe struggled with.
Thank you.
Because you put stuff out a lot, right? A lot of content.
Listen.
How do you go? Is that a challenge for you or does it come naturally in your...
Sometimes, like perfect example, I've been trying to do better with vlogging because a lot of my fans tell me they like the vlogs.
Sure.
And the travel was so crazy yesterday to New Orleans. I ain't catching nothing for that, but I'm vlogging for Vancouver.
Yeah. No, but it's cool because it keeps people connected
with what's happening,
right?
You know, the journey.
And I would say in the old days, there was the Soca Monarch stage and there were different stages to come up. But now it's equally important, if not more important, maybe that it's social media.
Exactly. You have to create your connection with your own fan base and your supporters.
Yeah.
I think to me, soca, we should do better as far as tapping into our own, creating our own ecosystem as an artist versus trying to tap into the ecosystem of just because we do soca music, if that makes sense.
Right. Like I hear right a lot of people feel like an expectation like of the system should do something for us, right?
Right. They're a fan of soca more than they are like understanding like a full catalog or the personality of each artist, like if they have a favorite artist, the way you would see in mainstream. And I just feel like part of that could be our fault because we need to establish,
introduce
that
connection, invite that connection,
that personality,
right?
Yeah. In ways that,
and what you're doing is huge. I mean, like we far here, boy. West Coast Canada is far from the Caribbean, so but that opens up
exactly
a lot of people who maybe weren't familiar before. Yeah.
Saying that I'm coming to Vancouver, I've met and talked to some new people that are supportive of the music. So that's the beauty
it grows
in
the
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was it? Marshall came out here.
Yeah. 2012, right? Yeah.
When they with Patrice. And that opened the gate. Because before that, soca acts and calypso acts were few and far between.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
But now all of us, now we've had Farmer Nappy, we've had Ronnie McIntosh.
The full band came so loud.
We started to become a destination.
Right?
It's interesting to see how
we
this has
all.
Especially out here in Vancouver, right?
Exactly.
Vancouver, people don't know, but we grow in, so we thrive in, so it's good to
outside.
See.
Manny Ray live in studio CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm DJ RPP. RPP Sound from the Soca Storm. Nasty Jag Sound.
So I know, aside from the artistry and the music, before when we spoke in 2018, you said you were doing the model thing and whatever and stuff like that. So has that taken a back burner or is it combined into both? Because, you know, when being a soca artist, you had to be a model too, right?
So because you always having to take pictures. I mean, if opportunities present itself, I will definitely do it as long as it aligns with who I am as Imani, right?
Right.
So I've never been opposed to that. It's just the music has been the forefront.
Taking control, right? Yeah. Well, we see
kind of like a full time model.
Yeah.
A musical model.
Because we have to, you know, look the part.
That's right.
Especially female artists.
They have a lot more challenges, right?
We have to always look our best. So might as well.
Yeah, that do. So of course tonight Access Fest Surrey Civic Center. And where are you tomorrow?
I am.
What's the next stop?
Home. So I can sleep. Because London is right after.
Oh, so you're
and the time differences.
So you'll be back in New York City. And then you're bunks in London.
Yeah.
Lord,
no problem.
Mercy.
I feel like I'll catch him and then it.
Yeah. It don't lock me in, I would, boy.
Would you say there are many challenges as if you were to say as an emerging artist entering the soca industry that's dominated by some different giants and stuff like that? Or not really?
There's always challenges. Just being a woman in the game, we do have to work a little bit harder. Because it's the same old
competitive
story.
Competitive kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and then also the challenges of being a Trini American. So being American born.
People want to say, well, you're authentic. And it's an ignorance,
like you
right?
You almost have to.
They don't know.
I don't know. I just focus on if only feel like I need to prove myself, then no.
You did wrong. Yeah.
Well,
I've been always up for a challenge.
Look at the catalog of hips. Look at the catalog. I going through this and I like, yo, this real music, boy. Jeez, and ages. Wow.
No, my uncle was like, I had to look back and see all the songs. Like, you have a lot of songs. Like, that's been my goal over the years.
Right.
Just build a catalog.
Yeah.
So people have endless music to choose from.
Yeah.
Everybody's taste is different.
Jeez, boy.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So the primary focus is soca. I know the last time you had said so that the primary focus was soca, right?
Yeah, because I could do anything I put my mind to.
Right.
I started with soca, so it's just that's what's been the most important.
Right, you don't know.
Anything could change, you never know.
A reggae beat could catch on, you might hear.
Whatever is a vibe, I will do it.
You said stick with the soca.
Yeah.
Come on.
Soca makes people happy.
Happy
always
music.
Be a part of me.
You don't know, man. Yeah. CJSF 90.1 FM, the Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm Annie. We will keep you too long
because
we want you to get some rest and go and mash up up. The Civic Center, we'll see you tonight because
thank
we'll
you.
All be there.
Yes.
Of course, you had a big up. You had a big up. Who you had a big up, you don't know?
Big up all my family,
yes.
friends, all the supporters, whether you love soca, whether you love me. If mm-hmm. I'm your favorite girl, I appreciate it and I appreciate the love soca continues to get as we build the genre. And
yes.
thank you, Jags. Thank you guys for having
Enough
me.
Enough respect, man.
Appreciate you guys.
You see it tonight.
And big up Vancouver. The whole of Vancouver.
Yeah, don't know, man.
Happy to be here.
She know about Vancouver. No, she's big artist, you know. No, she's
yeah,
big
man.
Artist.
Huge. Huge.
Since 2018, she was big artist. Now she's bigger. So we had to say, boy, she still remember who we are.
Of course. I will never forget it.
Come yeah, see Imani Ray perform live in a few short hours in
yes.
Surrey at the Civic Center. There's a SkyTrain station right there, right? It's Surrey Central.
Surrey Central, yes.
Yeah, so you don't have to drive.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
through
nice.
The thing.
Okay.
You don't know. And
live soca in Vancouver.
No
yeah, you can't stick. There's,
and
no.
it's a free
and it's
event.
A free
it's free.
Event.
Come on. So come on out, man.
Come
Jeez
on.
And ages.
exactly.
The Pirates of the Caribbean, Imani, give them the social media handles on where they could follow you.
Imani Ray on everything, all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, anything where you listen to your music, YouTube music, and it's Imani Ray on Instagram. That's ITSIMANIRAY. Because everybody likes to spell Ray with the E. It's a Y, like Ray Charles.
So it is right. Okay, all right. So which one? Last question.
Uh-huh.
Which one you get more trouble with, the Ray or the Imani? Did I say it right? Is it
you
Imani
it?
Or
Listen,
Ima-
if you say Imani,
yeah.
I have no
right.
qualms about it because it's just an accent.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So some the Jamaicans, I can't. I don't even fight up with them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Imani, right? True. So I know exactly.
Everything
what
I tell.
So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people just twist up the R-A-Y.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because R-A-E is more common for girls, but it's R-A-Y.
Yeah, don't know. You heard it first. Right? CJSF 90.1 FM, Imani.
Yeah.
Big up yourself, Imani.
You
big
so
up yourself.
Much.
You don't know. Surrey Civic Center, we got. G's on it. Just continue
yes,
the vibes.
Yes, we got Ben Opa. Hey, Ben.
This moon forever.